sent?
All off the record stuff. Let me just turn these off. All right. So anyway, good morning. Let me just update you on again our injury status and who's going to be up and who's going to be out for this game. Big V, obviously with the MCL sprain, he's not ready to go, so rule him out. And Ryan Matthews with his MCL, his right knee MCL sprain, hasn't practiced all week and still not there. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to rule him out for this game as well. Everybody else, you know, Connor, Terrence, Zach, Malcolm, Leo, Stephen Means had missed practice the last couple days. He's been sick. So he's back today. He'll be fine. And then Sproles is good to go.
You had some more optimism, I think, earlier in the week about Matthews. Just didn't come along for you.
Just wasn't there. You know, with these, he had a pretty significant knee. You know, I went back and looked at the film in the game, and it was in the red zone, you know, and down inside the five, and I was on the run that he had, and I went back and looked at it again. It's pretty significant, so it's just not there yet.
How about Sproles with his rib? Would he be able to handle a full role, do you think, carrying the ball and catching the ball?
Yeah, he actually has felt really good the last couple of days, so I don't see anything that would keep him from you know, me not giving him the same, you know, amount of work in this game.
Is there fear that Matthews is injured for stretch of 2 weeks?
There's always that fear, you know, especially with the knee. You know, you just want to make sure that it's 100% before we put him back out on the practice field. But there is a concern that could linger and you know, maybe because now we're coming off a Monday night game into a short week and you know, going back on the road. So we just got to find out again next Wednesday where he's at.
Will Nelson play on Monday?
I'm not ruling him out right now. Again, we're preparing five guys to go into this football game. Haven't made a decision yet, and. He's been working extremely hard, doing everything right this week. So we'll see come game time.
With Ryan out, does that enable you to add? Because all year you've gone four backs, four receivers. You're only going to have three backs, so you can go five receivers now, right? I
mean, there's a chance we could do that. You know, haven't made that decision yet. Right now, today, I just want to get through these next couple of practices and see where we're at.
If you only go with four receivers, would Nelson be the one that does not dress?
I don't know. Quite honestly, I don't know. Like I said, he's had a good week of practice. I feel like his mind has been, he's been in a good spot. He's done everything right this week, so it's hard to say at this point, you know, if he'd be the odd man out.
What do you need to see from him, Nelson, today?
It's probably not so much. I think I'm convinced on what he's done this week. I kind of know where he's at and the conversations we've had. I think it's more or less I want to get through these next couple of days of practice, you know, because there's always things that come up. You know, we've had Trey Burton in the past on a Friday, or you know, today's like a Friday. Anything's possible. So I just want to make sure that we're 100% healthy going into this game.
Has Paul looked good enough this week that he could play Sunday?
Paul's had a good week of practice. You know, a good week. And really, the last couple of weeks, you know, we gave him some work a week ago, and gave him obviously more this week, and he's done a good job.
He's mostly a slot guy, obviously. Are you comfortable with Jordan on the outside if Jordan needs to take more reps there?
I am. I think Jordan can definitely, you know, his size, strength, good route runner on the outside can hold up out there. But yeah, Paul is definitely more of an inside receiver, slot receiver. So we could, you know, there's a bunch of combinations we could use.
How has Wendell responded this week, and what would be the biggest obstacle for him?
He's responded well. You know, the biggest thing now is just going in and getting more work. Obviously, you know, everything becomes a little more. Especially when you get that first or second carry of the game, you just in protection and all those things factor in now to Wendell. Things get amplified a little bit more, but he's handled it this week well, and really all season he's done a good job. So expect nothing less.
One other game where he's had to play a lot was Pittsburgh, and he played pretty well. So there is something that you've seen.
That's the comforting thing, I guess, for me is that he's done it before. And even last week in Seattle, he had a little more extended role. So, you know, I feel comfortable with where he's at and what he's done.
In these final six games here, what do you want to see from Carson? What's going to be important in finishing out the season?
You know, the biggest thing, I think, is just efficiency, being smart as a quarterback and understanding, you know, what we're trying to get done, from a game plan standpoint. you know, completion percentage, all that is factored in there. How well he moves the team, you know, first down, staying on the field, good decisions on third down, protecting the football. Those are the things now down the stretch that you want to see from your quarterback and the leader of the team.
Early on, obviously, you didn't want to put too much on him. At this point in the season, is he ready to get carry the team, for lack of a better word?
You know, I think, excuse me, I think he is. We've had to do it already this year. You know, he's been able to, 40 plus pass attempts and carry us a little bit down the stretch. So he's used to that. He's accustomed to it. You know, the deal with us now is we just got to be a little more efficient earlier in football games and not turn the ball over, not, you know, put ourselves in a bind, get behind in the game, things like that, and stay manageable, control our third downs the best we can, and, you know, again, just take care of the ball. We got to try to create some turnovers on defense like we were earlier in the season. That's another big part of this whole process.
Did you guys change your approach at all as it applies to Zach Ertz? He's come on over the last handful of weeks. What are you seeing there?
Well, I just think I think there's beginning what you saw and what you're beginning to see, I think, with he and Carson. I think there's that comfort level now. Those two are kind of on the same page with route running, decisions, all that factoring into, down the stretch, how we manage the game and how we use our personnel. Zach is definitely, he's been one of our hardest workers on offense. He's done everything in practice to put himself in position to make plays during the game. And, you know, Carson's the last couple of weeks has found a comfort level there in him, and was something we got to just continue to use as we go.
Kansas City last year, you were well noted, you went on that 10-game run late in the year. If you have success here, it's going to have to be a similar type of run. The ingredients for it, what does it take to put that back?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is, again, it goes back to the efficiency on offense, getting off the field on defense, you know, just playing sound fundamental football. That was our formula in Kansas City a year ago. And, you got to rely on your run game a little bit more down the stretch. I think we, especially playoff football teams that have a chance to play postseason, use their running game, you know, to their advantage. And that's something that we've got to get back to and do more of that. But again, defensively, we got, you know, creating turnovers. We did a nice job creating turnovers, getting offenses off the field, special teams, trading field position, your punt game, your punt returns, all of that, creating short fields, things of that nature, or long fields for your opponent, are all keys and formula for, you know, having these types of runs late in the season.
When you say creating turnovers, you know, you have to get back to creating turnovers like you did early in the year. How can you, as a coach, you know, kind of see that happens, or what can you do to?
Well, obviously, you talk about it, and you make sure that the guys are doing the things in practice, especially our defense against our service team. You know, anytime the ball goes up, if they have a chance to intercept it, you intercept it. If there's a chance to, you know, strip a ball carry, you strip a ball carry. You just put yourself in practice habits that way, and those things carry over into the game.
If no one else is going to ask it, I'll throw it out there. You guys are putting Merle Reese in the Hall of Fame Monday night. You knew him as a player and an assistant coach. What can you say about it? 40 years doing this.
It's for me and to be a part of this. You know, of course, you know, back in 1999, and then my 4 years, you know, under Coach Reed here, and getting a chance to know him and his contribution not only to the team but to the city, the organization, is just a. This is a tremendous honor, you know, for he and his family, and I know he's so excited for. One, he would tell you that it's more about the game than it is his honor, but, you know, it's a chance to take a step back and just say, hey, thank you for all your service, for everything that you've done for this organization. You know, he's the voice of our team, and obviously, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. So it's just for me personally, it's just it's an honor to be a part of this at this time, especially now coming back as a head coach.
Rodgers said he took your locker in Green Bay.
You know, just that. You know, obviously he was drafted there after I left. It was the year I retired. He came in and he was the backup behind Favre. And you know, I did invite him down to a charity event that I had, and I had it for several years. He came down, graciously came down and took part in that. And, you know, just rubbing shoulders throughout the course of the years, you know, just playing against him or coaching against him, and I feel like I know him, even though we never played together really or anything like that. That I know him. The Packer connection obviously helps that, and you know, the fact that he took my locker, was there wasn't much left, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's, you know, he's obviously, you know, in my humble opinion, he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's playing extremely well right now. So, you know, their record may not show that, but he's playing at a high level.
He noted during the conference call that he can see in Wentz that he's a multiple sport athlete, just kind of whether it's the arm slot and the different angles he can throw, and attributing that to baseball, et cetera. I mean, I noted how that's kind of a dying thing. What do you think about that, with whether it applies to Rodgers or Wentz, and the sort of the importance of having that background?
Multiple sport background? Yeah. I just think it's important. You know, most quarterbacks, I would probably go out on a limb and say they had some sort of baseball in their background. You know, I obviously had baseball in my background, and you know, especially throwers, quarterbacks, and you know, in Carson's case, you know, being out of North Dakota, you know, hockey and some of the other things that were big in the Midwest, I mean, are all indicative to the athletic ability, and you know, there's a lot of snow on the ground in the wintertime, so indoor sports become basketball becomes big and things like that. So, you know, you see that in these guys. You see that athleticism. You know, probably like a defensive back that has played wide receiver, or a runner that's played linebacker or something like that. You see it in these guys, and it's what makes them such great athletes.
Were you a pitcher?
I was. Pitcher, outfielder. Yeah. I was a forward. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.